Hi everyone, my name is Chris and I am host of the Stellar Spark Show. And today we're going to be talking about the recent student loan forgiveness. And this is a plan by President Biden to forgive student loans. Many progressive Democrats had a lot of outcries about this plan because they felt it didn't go far enough. Proponents of the plan advocate that it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to help millions of Americans keep up with their bills. It's going to help people have more disposable income for discretionary expenses. Because people have to choose between paying a mortgage or paying their student loan. And student loan debt has ballooned to be one of the top debt getters in the country. It's one of the categories that sees the most debt out of all in the nation, even ahead of credit cards and auto and personal loans. Student debt remains at the top of the list to the tune of about $4 trillion. So to ease that burden, Biden canceled student debt of about $10,000 per borrower, and recipients of the Pell Grants received $20,000 in forgiveness. And this is all pretty much uncharted territory because no American president has ever done anything like this. And it's ambiguous. Could be ambiguous in the courts, despite people saying that this executive authority rests with the president under the Department of Education. It's just never been done before. It's uncharted territory. Opponents of this argue that taxpayers are going to have to foot the bill for student loan expenses, and even argue that some of this might not even be deductible on taxes. That, in fact, people would have to pay taxes on the student loan forgiveness. And Biden has, I believe, addressed this, saying that no one would pay taxes on the federal student debt forgiveness. But that really varies by state, and some states have different rules that may cause people to pay taxes on it. Even still, Biden thinks that it's going to help middle and working class people. And fiscal conservatives are saying that this can really increase inflation and drive up taxes as well, because you're essentially forgiving billions of dollars in funds that will never be paid back. Biden also extended the payment pause on student loans until about December 31st. It was a COVID-era pause and postponement of student loan payments made under the Trump administration. Despite these claims about inflation, many leading think tanks and economists really are saying that it's really not going to have an effect on inflation. It's going to have a minimal effect on inflation. And this is from Moody's and others that have really analyzed the situation, because inflation has seen record levels in 2022. And it's only natural that people want to consider this situation exacerbating the national conditions in the country with rising costs seen all over America. Student loans are going to help the Democrats politically because we've seen an uptick in President Biden's approval rating since this announcement. We've seen Democrats on a generic ballot gaining a little bit. The Republicans are still leading, however. But this helps the Democrats' case, along with the Inflation Reduction Act. And it's said that the cancellation of student loans is going to add about $16 billion to the GDP, might even help stimulate the economy because people will be more likely to spend now that they don't have to pay as much student loan debt back. People say it's unfair that you're canceling student loans, but I already paid mine back, or I didn't go to college at all, so why should you be handing this out? It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. But at the same time, you have a situation where if a new cancer treatment came out, it'd be the same logic, saying that, well, we can't treat cancer because it wasn't fair that everyone else died before you. I mean, that's pretty much the same logic and might not be as helpful. So there should be a way to keep the cost down, but at the same time, helping those out that really need a helping hand, because a lot of people are struggling due to the student loan crisis. Really, it might not be getting to the root of the problem, though, because forgiving student debt is pretty much responding to the actual problem. The real problem is the rising cost of college tuition. And college tuition has been outpacing inflation. If I could show you, I would show you a bunch of charts that really demonstrate this. And it's really tripled. It's really, the cost of college has really tripled since around the 70s or so. And inflation has made this pace even faster. One possible solution is the government funding accounts for each citizen to help pay for college or to reduce operating costs of colleges and universities. Those could be alternatives. Another alternative is capping the amount of tuition a university or college can charge for its services, but that would also involve making sure operating expenses are at a low amount and an optimal amount. Perhaps providing entering freshmen with education regarding their major and how much this can be projected to earn after graduation. Improving our job training programs. Finding suitable employment for all college graduates is probably less of a likely alternative, but these are other potential solutions that get to the cause of the problem. I just believe that the student loan forgiveness is a Band-Aid, that it's really just putting a Band-Aid on the thing that we really need to get to, which is really colleges charging as much as they want, prices are rising, students are forced to pay the bill because many see college as a ticket to a better life and a more functioning society, having educated professionals like teachers, doctors, lawyers, nurses, architects, engineers, accountants, and the list goes on. Without college education, you just simply don't have professionals like these in the workforce. And just like that, our economy crumbles, our society, the fabric of our society cannot function without these individuals and their professional services, myself included. There must be a more optimal way to address this situation. Because what is the future of this situation? Are we just going to keep continuing to cancel student loans? Or are we actually going to get to the root of the problem? And I think at some point, policymakers, all the way up to the presidential level and national level in Congress, are going to start realizing that we need to start tackling this problem on a more small scale basis. Yes, we eliminated the debt. We got rid of the debt. A lot of people are saddled with debt, and now it's wiped out for good. But others are going to be entering college and are going to have the same exact issue. And if they don't have savings prepared to defray the costs of college and university, they're going to be back at square one and the cycle repeats itself. So the government providing a college savings account, perhaps with a matching for each parent's contribution, could be helpful, could be a possibility. But I believe it starts with the government subsidizing education more, really getting involved in education, rewarding people for getting an education rather than punishing them. And the current system at the national level under the No Child Left Behind Act really penalizes schools for not really doing well enough. And there's a lot of other fundamentally flawed formulas, in my view, that really need to be augmented in order for success to happen regarding this issue. Rather than punishing people and punishing schools, we need to help people and help schools. And the way to do that is to encourage innovation, is to encourage people to want to change the society. And I believe that we do, but we just don't have the practical solutions yet in order for that to effectuate that, in order for that to happen. And again, I think this will be figured out. I think people will find solutions to it. And I've offered a few today. And let me know what you think of that. Let me know what you think of those solutions. But this is where we are right now with the student loan situation right now in America. A lot of things are unique to America. The gun violence epidemic, which I think is a public health crisis. And then you have the student debt crisis, the inflation crisis, the COVID crisis. And there's so many crises right now in the country that I tend to lose count of how many there are. But they need to be solved one by one. And the COVID pandemic really doesn't help rising costs, because it really crunches the supply chains and really makes it harder for people to get what they need and necessities they need. And student loan debt really forced people to make choices that, you know, they wouldn't have ordinarily made without the student debt. So it's really an opportunity cost. It comes down to, should I pay this or that? And it's relieving the burden for now, but for generations to come, what are we leaving? What will we do? Time will tell. That's really all I have for now, and I just wanted to bring you this update on the student loan forgiveness. Again, Biden has canceled student loans, $10,000 per borrower, $20,000 for Pell Grant recipients, and extended the repayment deadline for student loans ending December 31st. Let me know what you guys think on my channel. Be sure to share this episode on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter helps. Check out my website. My newsletter just went out today. Be sure to check that out. Stay tuned for future uploads, for future episodes on this podcast. Be sure to support the podcast. I appreciate you listening, and I hope you enjoyed today. That's all I have for now. My name is Chris. I am host of the Stellar Spark Show, signing off. Until next time. See you all later.